This weekend was the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. It came and it went. Some teams did well. Some other teams were hoping to advance their chances into the playoffs. And so there are a lot of very disappointed fans as a result. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, joins us with all the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us, first of all, why there is a trade deadline at the end of July, beginning of August like this.
Well, you don't want a team like a big market team or a team with a lot of money rushing to the end of the season to bolster up their roster right at the end, right as they're finishing up the season. To bring in like a star player to push for the playoffs.
So the idea is these are the players you got, win with them or forget about it. You can't pull out your wallet.
Well, yeah, this is the non-waiver deadline, which means these are the less risky trades. Then later on we're going to have a waiver deadline, which it's very complicated the way that they work it out. But essentially these are the trades right now that are less risky. Later on in the month you'll have a trade deadline that's for players that are more risky because you have to absorb their contracts.
I see. So we talked last week about how the Phillies did really, really well during this whole period. What other teams really did themselves proud?
I think the Rangers probably did as well as anybody else. And the reason why they did well is because what you want in this trade deadline, you want teams that are competing or that are going to compete to be able to pick in key pieces to be able to push for the last part of the season. So the Rangers picked up Cliff Lee. He was the biggest pitching prospect on.
The Mets were pitching for him. Some people believe he's just going to the Yankees in 2011 anyway.
He was going to the Yankees, actually, and then the Rangers stepped in and slid in and kind of undercut the Yankees, essentially. Well, overcut the Yankees.
Yeah, right.
They offered him more money. But they also picked up Benji Molina, who's a great catcher. So I think the Rangers kind of rounded out some of their pieces, and they're already competing. They're underneath the radar with the Rays and the Yankees. The Rangers are sort of the third best team, and they're pushing, and they might be really competitive down the stretch because they've added in these other pieces.
In the National League, anybody do well besides the Phillies?
I like what the Giants did. They pulled in some relief pitching. They needed to get a big bat, and that was a little disconcerting for their fans and for their team. But right now, they have one of the best pitching arrays of pitchers in the league, so they're going to be interesting to watch. And they had a good offensive all July as well.
The theme throughout this whole trade season was bullpen, 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 but there weren't really a lot of great players out there.
There's not a lot of arms in the bullpens left. So the key thing is, like, the Yankees pulled in Kerry Wood from the Cubs. So they're going to pull in guys that maybe haven't had the great season and put them in a bullpen and see if they can make it work.
And for all you Mets fans, they did nothing during this period. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Hey, is that our new cry here at the Takeaway? Bullpen, bullpen, bullpen.
Or Mets did nothing.
Oh, yeah.